This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Last week, we reported on a nickel refinery in Oklahoma that is built on the historic reservation of the Kiowa, Comanche, and Apache tribal nations. But as KOSU's Sarah Lisi reports, Westwind Elements is operating without their consent, which is causing frustration stemming from century-old decisions about tribal sovereignty.
Shut down Westwind!
Let's shut it down!
A half dozen protesters gather at a busy intersection in the southwest Oklahoma city of Lawton. The protesters are united in their fight against a nickel refinery in town called Westwind Elements.
Our city officials have really made a career out of ignoring people like me, like women, women of color, indigenous people, people of color.
That's Kesa Whitley. She's Kiowa, an absentee Shawnee. She's also the coalition coordinator of Westwind Resistance, a grassroots organization dedicated to pushing back against Westwind Elements.
We're not defending nature. We are nature defending itself.
One thing that stands in the way of nature's defense is the past itself. Brian Hosmer is an Oklahoma State University history professor.
The problem is power, differential power.
Back in 1867, the Kiowas, Comanches, and Apaches reached an agreement with the federal government in the Medicine Lodge Treaty, which established the boundaries of the KCA Reservation. It says this is their land, and
there could be no changes to the tribal, the reservation domain, absent a three-quarter vote from the males on the reservation.
Through some trickery and manipulation by the federal government, the KCA was ultimately divided up and claimed by indigenous and non-tribal citizens around 1900.
It's one of the biggest land grabs in that era. Yeah, I mean, and this is one of the things that I think is not discussed enough in terms of the history of allotment.
Then Kiowa leader Lone Wolf turned to the federal justice system for relief and lost. Plenary authority was solidified in Lone Wolf's ruling, which means Congress can treat tribal nations as subjects to be governed rather than sovereign entities. Lawrence Spotted Bird is the chairman of the Kiowa tribe.
The only person or the only entity that has plenary authority over any person is God himself, and Congress is not God.
To him and fellow KCA leaders, their reservation is still intact. There are other roadblocks to fighting against Westwind Elements, too. Comanche Nation Chairman Forrest Hatanipa says that's largely because the tribes don't have what's known as treatment as a state authority. And it's extremely difficult for Oklahoma tribes to get, thanks to a midnight rider that was tacked onto a 2005 appropriations bill.
I think from our tribal members, sometimes they don't understand how stacked the deck is against us.
Not having treatment as a state designation means they don't have the power to set their own water or air quality standards, which could make it harder for industrial companies like Westwind to be built near tribal lands.
And unfortunately, the status quo is not to recognize our sovereignty or our jurisdiction over kind of the broader area. And instead, you know, our jurisdiction has been very cabined to kind of these checkerboard areas.
Back at the protest, cars and semi-trucks pass by the handful of activists exercising their own rights.
By thinking that we have to play their game in their field, that's a part of what's leading to our demise. We as people, as a collective, have to stop that. We're not here to be a part of their system or to even uphold it. We exist outside of it.
Let's shut it down!
Whitley says her ancestors didn't win fights by continuing with this oppressive system. They won by standing against it. For KOSU, I'm Sarah Lisi.
This story is supported by the Earth Journalism Network. Next week, the final feature in this series will highlight what is at stake for both the KCA community and Westwind Elements. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.